No matter how hard you try, you don't measure up. You don't meet these expectations that you have for yourself, and you seem to not be able to get to this point that you want, and you're always disappointed, and you're always not quite hitting those goals that you have in mind. Meeting your expectations and measuring up is all completely based on you and your own opinion. You make it sound like it's somebody else's opinion and sound like it's everybody else's bit of measuring up, but in reality, you have your own measuring stick of what you think is successful and what you think isn't. I'm going to talk about that, and I'm also going to talk about some ways that we can kind of change around our mindset in order to make that work better for us. So, focus in, and let's talk about it. Jumbo, my friend, I'm so glad that you're here. This is What the Fuss, where I answer questions about physicality and mentality, where it goes along with setting goals and your training. I am Coach Zoe, or the Coach Zoe you know, and today I am talking about measuring up. The reason I am is because a couple weeks back, I was talking with a buddy of mine, and we were talking about how some people have New Year's resolutions. I'm not really a big fan of setting New Year's resolutions because if you were gonna do something, why don't you just start it now versus waiting till the start of a new year? But I digress. I was talking with him about measuring up specifically because we're both in jobs where we both have to kind of take on a leadership role and take charge of the activities and actions that we do. And we got on the topic of measuring up because he felt like that he was always kind of like going towards these goals, and a lot of them were making good progress, but some of them he didn't feel like he quite hit the mark in that it made an effect, and that he kind of got really frustrated when that was the case, where he didn't meet up with what he thought was going to happen. And I kind of thought to myself, well, sometimes I do that myself as well, because I have my own fitness business, and when I run that and I kind of set things sometimes for myself, I tend to not quite hit those points that I originally measured up to. But sometimes that's actually okay. And it's not in a lazy way, but I'm going to talk about kind of three key points of how you should think about measuring up in the sense of goal setting and doing the things that you want to do. The first thing that goes along with measuring up is that you're expecting something. And sure, you can have a lot of expectations for yourself, but the first key thing that I want you to take away is don't expect anything from anyone. Now, I say this because I have a lot of experience sometimes having expectations from people and those expectations not being met. But we all do that from time to time, but it's good to lessen these best you can. The experiences I've had with them, it's always been like, I remember in school, it was always group projects, which weren't my thing. If I was going to do something, I wanted to be able to kind of work on it myself and know that I finished it at a certain point in time. Now, was I good at school? No. Honestly, I wasn't that great at school, but when it came to times of group projects, I seemed to either A, want to step up because I just wanted to be able to get the project done, or B, I had to step up because everyone in a group project, if you have the wrong group, which 99% of the time you do, they tend to not do anything, where it feels like they're not doing anything and they're just kind of waiting around for somebody to step up and take charge and take a handle on the actual project, or they're not able to meet up when you need to discuss things or work on things for the project. It's this whole big dilemma, and the whole time you're kind of expecting people to do certain things so that an entire goal is accomplished. But that doesn't stick with school. It happens throughout the rest of your life, whether you expect something from a spouse or partner, or you expect something from friends or with work. I mean, work stuff that I've had, even in only my couple years of running this business so far, I'm just in a very infant stage. And when I'm doing this, I have meetings that are set up with people. This doesn't happen all the time, but there's one specific time where I had a meeting set up with this guy who he had a sports club for a certain sport that I won't name. And he was wanting me to work with the members of that sports club. And I thought, great, this is like a big break for me and FOSS Movement, the business I run. And I thought, cool, well, this is gonna be a thing that really changes it. We set up a meeting time, communication was great. I get to the meeting spot and he doesn't show up. And at first I thought, okay, you know, sometimes with appointments, people tend to forget or something slips up or something gets in the way, which he had a family reason, at least that's what he told me, but it was a family issue and I understand when those come up. So we made a second meeting. Everything seemed to work out. We were gonna meet at this park, nice sunny day, just kind of do a walking meeting. It was gonna go well. Didn't show up. Didn't have communication from him, didn't hear anything from him, tried to contact him, and I was, at the time, I was a bit frustrated, I guess you could say, because I had this expectation of what was gonna happen, but instead, that wasn't really met, and it's because I expected something fully from somebody else. So, why am I rambling about these different gripes that have happened in the past? Well, I'm riping, sounds like fruit or something. Nope, doesn't sound right. Whatever, we'll leave that in. But basically, you can't blame anyone else if you don't have expectations from anyone. If something great happens from somebody, cool, that happens, that's fine. That helps out with that, but it doesn't affect your overall goal whether they do follow through with something or if they don't. So don't expect anything from anyone. The second thing I want you to think about is to give your best and expect the worst. So what do I mean by that? Let's go on the give your best part first. So giving your best means that the work that you do is undistracted and we focus on quality of work over quantity. There's sometimes different scenarios where quantity might be a better thing just to get practice under your belt, but the majority of the time, it's more just undistracted quality over quantity type work. So what does that mean? That means your cell phone's off or it's in a completely different room. You're in a place where you're not going to get distracted by a phone call or a window or other people in the office or wherever you work, that you're just able to focus on concrete, solid work. You set a timer for 20 minutes. You just work on that for 20 minutes. You take a 5-minute break to stand up and you repeat that cycle over and over until you get done what you need to. You're gonna find that you get a lot more done in that amount of time if you just break into these 20 minutes on, 5 minutes off segments. As long as you stick to those, you'll get way more done in a shorter amount of time than you will in the longer amount of time. So that bit is the give your best. When it's a project, just give your best in that quality type of concrete time. Expect the worst. So this kind of goes to the don't expect anything from anybody else, but it kind of goes with expectations for yourself. So expect the worst. While that sounds very negative, I don't really see it as being really that negative. So, because if you expect the worst from a situation, so let's say I'm gonna go out on a run the next day, right? Not looking at the weather, I expect it to be stormy, I expect it to be completely freezing, you know, outside. I expect it to be super uncomfortable. I expect a lot of things that might go bad, that they will go bad. Well, if those things don't happen, great. I'm pleasantly surprised that those things don't happen to me during that run that I'm going to go on the next day. If any of them do happen, that is also okay because I expected it and I understood that that was gonna happen, but I'm not unpleasantly surprised because I wasn't expecting the worst things to happen. I know it sounds negative, but I promise if you practice this type of thing, it won't have a negative impact on your life. So just remember, give the best and expect the worst. The third and final thing that I want you to take away from this about measuring up is going to be that you need to goal set with changing goals in mind. Progress is made by aiming high. And if you talk to me in person or we ever have dinner together or whatever the case is, you know, if you want to come to dinner, that's fine. But if we ever happen to run into each other or cross paths, one thing that I kind of really despise is a lot of those like cliche phrases, I guess, where it's the ones that you'll see on some of these like board, like in the South where I live, right? There's a lot of these like boards that have like painted phrases on them. And when I see these phrases, I don't know what it is about them, but it just sounds super overused. It's like they put it on there and they go, "Reach for the moon, and if you miss, you'll land amongst the stars." That makes me gag a little bit each time that I hear that or see that or say that. But unfortunately, part of that is kind of true when it comes to setting these goals, because ideally, you want to set a goal that's so high that even if you don't reach it, you can make progress along the way to actually get towards that. And that progress can be good even if you don't reach that final high goal. And when you're doing this, you don't need to think of it as if you don't make that goal that you're failing. If you never try to do anything to progress towards that goal, yeah, I would consider that failing. I would definitely consider that failing. If you're trying to run a 5K race and you've never run a 5K before, and you think about, oh yeah, I'll go and I'll train for it, and you never train for it, yeah, that's kind of failing. I see that way. But if instead you go for this 5K, you get out there, you do some practice running, you try to make yourself stronger and also better at running, and you get to the day of it, and you try to do it and it doesn't work out so well, that's totally okay. That happens, but that's also not being a complete failure, or you shouldn't be hard on yourself because you say, oh man, I failed, I can't believe I did that. Instead, you just have to think about that you still made progress on it. You still made progress in some sense, that whether it was getting more fit along the way or that you figured out how not to do things, that's still progress in the right direction. So think about these three when you think about measuring up. To conclude, 3 points that I'll make again. Don't expect anything from anyone. Give your best and expect the worst. And you need to think about goal setting with changing goals in mind, because goals can vary over time. As long as you're making progress towards something, that's all that matters. Just remember, be proud but never satisfied about the work that you do. So you can keep going. If you don't hit it all the way, cool, you can still be proud of the work that you have accomplished so far. But once you hit a goal, if it's a small goal or a big goal, don't be satisfied with just staying with that one. Try to keep progressing in some way, and you'll be on the right track, I promise. Just remember, take chances, make mistakes, and don't be so hard on yourself, because you're probably just setting a bunch of unrealistic expectations that will probably let you down. You just need to figure out how to goal set the right way. Thank you for listening. Talk to you soon.